Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. One local farm swept up another category of awards at the 2014 Iowa State Fair. Black Creek Vineyards of Pella won overall best grapes and overall best wine grape this year. Operator Larry Ingbers joins us on today's program. Well, to start things off here, what is the size of your farm and what are some of the crops you grow here?
We have 5 acres of grapes and we have 4 varieties of wine grapes that we sell all over the state of Iowa to wineries. And then we have berries. We have black raspberries, red raspberries, strawberries, blackberries, and blueberries that we sell either at farmer's market or out of the berry barn here.
How did this start for you? I know you talked about when you started it. Why did you decide to get into the berry business?
We were in financial problems, and the banker said, I will refinance you if you rent the farm out and get a job in town. And so that's what we did, but I also wanted to grow something. And we had some small patches that was too small for the big equipment that the farmers had. So we decided to start planting grapes and berries in the small patches. We planted the first acre of grapes, 1.25 acres, and then we had another small patch that we planted in 2002 to La Crosse, and then we planted the Edelweiss in 2003, and that's how we wound up with the acres that we have on grapes. And then we just increased on the small areas where we couldn't plant grapes. That's where we put the berries, and that's how we got to where we got at today, is the berries that we've got.
And what does it mean to you to have this level of recognition now from something that started basically from you having a financial crisis to having an operation now that is recognized statewide? I mean, you look around the room and there's blue ribbons wall to wall.
That was a highlight of our years, going to the state fair. And we really, really looked forward to that. And especially after we started to do well at the state fair with blue ribbons, that we started entering the small fruits and things like that also. And that's part of that is small fruits like raspberries or blueberries and so forth. We've got ribbons, blue ribbons in that area too. So the summer's been a pretty good summer. We have a smaller crop on the north vineyard, which was pruned early. And then we got a really cold, cold snap, and that hurt our primary buds. And so they came out on secondary buds, but they aren't very fruitful. But our La Crosse and our Edelweiss probably have never looked better than what they do this year. So we're excited.
So when is harvest for grapes here in Iowa? A lot of folks might be getting their grapes from the West Coast throughout the year, but what is grape season like typically here in Iowa?
We have 5 varieties of seedless grapes that we bring to farmer's market and sell out of the berry barn. And we took the first ones to farmer's market yesterday, and that was a few bags. We didn't have a whole lot ready. But those will continue, depending on the weather, through September and possibly into October. And then the wine grapes, we start harvesting normally the middle of August on the Edelweiss because they have to come out early. But this year they're approximately 2 weeks behind, so we anticipate the latter part of August on those. And then the other 3 variety of wine grapes will be harvested sometime in the latter part of September.
So looking ahead, what's next for your operation?
Well, that we have made quite a major change. We have sold the vineyard to Jaron Voss, and he has taken over, and I'm helping him this year to learn the ropes of grape production and helping him with spraying the grapes, and I'll help him with harvest. And we haven't talked about how we're going to do it next year yet. But he is going to take over the operation. I sold the vineyard and the house and the equipment to him. We aren't sure just where that's going to lead us, but I really enjoy being out here and working with the grapes and talking to people about grapes and selling grapes. And so I'll probably somehow or another be part of it for a while. There's an awful lot to learn about grapes, and you can't pick that up just in 1 year. So hopefully I'll be able to help him in the future.
And thanks again to Larry Ingbers for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always find today's news online at KNIAKRLS.com.